So long as men.
Always is.
Yeah, they haven't gone back yet from their management.
Okay.
I got it. We'll call the meeting order and please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Cheryl, would you call the roll, please?
Wise. Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. See, do we have anybody that has signed up?
We do not.
Okay. Now, approval of minutes.
I make that.
You have a motion?
Yeah.
I will.
Motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of October 3rd, 2023 be approved as submitted.
Now you can. Second?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Let's don't fight.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. That would, would you read the list of the bills, Cheryl, please?
General Administration, $8,961.80. Economic Development, $350. Police, $1,709.99. Fire, $8,577.98. Street, $4,946.19. Parks, $5,602.12. Public Health and Safety, $3,090. Cemetery, $518.83. Water Operations, $44,197.50. Sewer Operations, $324.68. Tax Fund, $167,593.30. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $399,845.52.
Okay, entertain the motion. Payroll.
Make that motion. Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion carried. Okay. Report from the Department of, the Mayor's Department. We have a couple things. First of all, the trick-or-treat hours for the city of Clinton will be October 31st from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And trick-or-treat about Mr. Lincoln Square will be October 31st from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
And then Taylor has, we're going to ask him to give us an update on the progress of our subdivision out by the nursing home.
Thank you.
Sure. Unless you need one of them to look over.
Whoop. Okay. What I got before you guys is a couple of documents on the Park Lane West subdivision. We've had some updates and want to shout out Steve Lobb and Clint. You know, they've worked really hard on this and just kind of being a fly on the wall to get started. And, you know, they've done a lot of this legwork. So Mayor asked for just a little update. So I wanted to provide just a couple of things just as a reminder. And the first one, just the project overview. The preliminary plan has it at 28 single-family lots. And I say preliminary because that is shrinking as we're finding out things. So there's a couple of things that I want to note. As far as the lot sizes go, we've kind of had to shrink. We didn't want to go below 90 feet. And to do that, we had to kind of move some things around. So we're kind of at that 26 lot mark right now. And depending on what the surveys say and what the engineer studies say, as far as detention goes, that part is going to be a determining factor if we have to lose another one. So if you look at potentially spot number one or spot 26 on your sheet, that could be a spot where that detention could go. We're trying to figure out, and this is where the engineers come in handy, if we're able to tie into the Illini detention, that would be the best way to do it, where we just put storm water underneath the ground, tie it into that, but we got to figure out what the flow rate's going to be, and if it's going to overload that, then we obviously can't. So we're looking at a couple different options. So we're kind of at that 25 lot size for that subdivision now. If you look to the south, so that's on the bottom of the page, there's a property that Scott Baum owns, and I kind of have it highlighted here if you guys were able to see it. This is all Scott Baum and his father own these two properties here. In the back, Scott has really just contacted the city. We've been working with him. Again, this is Steve's done a great job on this part of working with him, but Scott's been generous enough to, if we needed to purchase that property from him, that backyard, he would be willing to sell that to us if it was going to help the overall project. So there's some space there. I think it's 60 feet is what I put on there. So we really appreciate Scott's willingness to help us with this and, you know, potentially make this a better project. So looking at those, as far as what's happening right now, we are in the process of working with Farnsworth on the topographic survey. So that's kind of the next step. We're waiting on that. And then from there, we're going to be able to come up with a concept plan. And the next drawings would be the construction drawings. And we're looking at kind of the end of November for that. Again, I talked about Scott Baum property. And, you know, the goal for this whole thing is for them to get everything that they need done for so we can go out to bids by January 2024. That's kind of the sweet spot for construction companies. They're starting to build their schedule for 2024. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Everything is in line. We've been in constant communication. Again, Steve has done a great job with this, working with Farnsworth Group. They've been very easy to work with, and it's progressing along nicely. And I'd be happy to take any questions if you had any, but it's been a fun project to be a part of. It's kind of the first, I think this was starting as I was starting, so it's been fun to follow along and be a part of it. So.
Okay, we appreciate it, Devin.
Thank you.
All right. All from my Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
There's a couple of things. You notice Madison Street's coming along real well. Tentatively scheduled possibly next week for the resurfacing. Cool. And that also includes the two blocks over here on the West Washington, 200-300 blocks also. Hopefully get that wrapped up here pretty quick. Also, we're going to set a date of November the 21st for a public hearing on the closure of Jemima Street, a section of it. So that'd be just a few other meetings. So that's all I have.
Okay. Apart from John, what do you have in the water department?
Okay. We have been working on Greg Myrock and the company that he worked for has been doing the engineering on the water plant. We had that money from COVID that mm-hmm. we've been working with. The engineering is done. It's going out for bid. Some of the things we fixed, I mean, it's been some things that have broken that we've already taken care of, but the slime silo, the different things that we're looking at in that construction bid, it's going to be out now for bid, and then that way we can be getting that done in the time period. We have to have everything in order and in place by like June of 24. I'm thinking that's the date, but They are getting it out for bid now, so that those projects will be coming forward and being pushed forward to get finished. And so that's a good thing. I'd like to keep that plant running and keep everything up and going. And that's just a piece of money that we didn't have before, and it's going to come in handy to take care of all the remodeling and the work that we need down at the plant. So that's moving forward. Another thing that we've got on the books that I've brought up in the last couple of meetings is the Airbnbs, the things that we got to get before the Planning Commission. We've talked to Dana Korneman. He says all we got to do is get it set up. We notify the WHOW. We notify the Journal. We let people know that at their next scheduled meeting, they can come, and anyone that's interested for or against Airbnbs or any short-term rentals, they can come and express what they feel is the right way that it should go. And then the Planning Commission can look at it and then bring it forward to us with a recommendation. But we need to get it out there and let people go ahead and put it out there. If they want it, then that's fine. If we decide that that's not the way we want to go, but there's a lot of good ordinances that are already on the books that we can look at. I talked to Dana about that when we were in the meetings in Chicago. I did get a chance to go to a meeting that was on it, and there was a couple of really good ordinances out there that really narrowed down what can and cannot be done in protecting the neighbors' rights and the people that own the properties. And that's what we're here for. We want to make sure that if they do that, that it's carried through properly. You're not getting noise ordinances. They've got restriction of how many people can be there, how many days. It's just very good ordinance. They really looked at it. The village of Aurora has one that was very thorough, and that's what we need to look at. We need to see what other people do and how they've done it, but we just need to get forward with it. So I'm going to bring that forward. We've got some people on record that have already come up to City Hall that expressed interest. We need to contact them and let the papers and everybody know about it so they can go to the next Planning Commission. And they will set that, I think it's the first Monday or the, which, what is it?
Second Tuesday
of the month. And that will be the next one. So the second Tuesday of November, we could set that up and they could go, and that way one of us can go and kind of see what they're talking about to represent it. The 14th of November would be the second period. So we'll get a hold of Dane and have him set up a Planning Commission meeting. And anybody that's wanting to go, please come forward and talk about it. And that way we can, somebody, I don't mind going, I'm kind of interested in it now. I've been listening to it. And I don't have a dog in the hunt. I don't have any place I want to rent. I have no interest in it. But if that's what people want, then I want to be able to offer it if that's what we're going to do. So that's the last thing. And then I got Taylor and I have been, another example, we were up in Chicago and I got to see some really good cities that are really putting themselves out there on websites. I've never been real happy with our website. It just doesn't, it's kind of hard to, I'm terrible. I cannot get on a website and I cannot navigate computers, and it just really thinks for me, and I'll be first one to admit it. But it is, there's a lot of stuff on our page. Yes, we can get information, but it's kind of difficult. But I watched some presentations while I was up there, and some of these cities have got things, and just like you can get on your phone. Everybody's on a phone now, so there's apps that you can get on. You can click right on your phone, get anything you want to know about Clinton, Illinois, or Aurora, or Bowling Brook, or whatever, and they really do a good job. And it's updated, it's a lot simpler to update. And we've got two companies that are interested in coming and giving presentations. We just put it out there that we were interested in at least looking at it. And we've got a couple of companies that are interested in coming, moving forward, giving us a presentation, and just showing what they can do. I think you'd be impressed with what can be out there. It's got building sites, it's got empty buildings, it shows you everything. Taylor's got, Pontiac did one, and it really is very inclusive. You can take and get on there and see all the things they've done, all the things that they're wanting to do. You've got ordinances, you got everything on there. So I'd look at it at least and just see if it's something that could really benefit us in moving forward. So there will be a couple of companies that will be coming forward in the future to give us some presentations, and Taylor's on the fore end of that. I just kind of got it started. He's all over it. So he's a little more tech savvy than me, so don't ask me any technical stuff because I can't tell you. But he can give you a little better background if you need more information. He can give it to you. And I think I jabbered about enough. So that's about all I have.
Right? All right. Thank you, John. Report from the Department of Public Health and Safety.
I want to hit on last, a week ago yesterday, we had, as everybody knows, we had another evacuation, another major hit on the sewers or on the gas lines. Company boring after hours, companies not following safety rules, just not really caring to get the footage in the ground. So after that night, Kyle came out and spent the night with us. He helped us with a lot of the questions they needed. But as of that night, I informed that company that boring crew would no longer bore in Clinton. That's the third one we've shut down. And I called for a meeting the next day at City Hall right here with all the boring companies. We all met right here. And I think Taylor was here, Steve was here, John was here, and we've made it very clear to these companies that you're not going to cheat the safety here. And we suspended another company that day until further notice, and they are still suspended. So we made it very clear to them that moving forward, this is not going to happen. We've had probably 20 gas hits in the last year. And other towns, and I think Steve can probably confirm this, are looking at how we're handling ours because they've had no success. Steve, you want to throw in on that?
Well, I did actually attend a Julie conference earlier this week, and everybody's struggling. I mean, this is just something that the state of Illinois and actually the country's kind of been hit with this fiber internet stuff. Everybody, it's a gold rush. And everybody's just trying to figure out how to manage it. But by our permit process and just some other things, we're doing okay. And I think we're in better position right now than ever. We've actually been in communications now with three of the four vendors. The only one that's really seemingly not responding, and I think they are through their crews, but Metro's not reach back from the corporate level. Frontier has, CTI has, and CCG has, and everybody's got the message, and they're all indicating they're going to try to clean up their acts. So, yeah, I mean, we're doing some things right, but the suspension probably was the biggest thing to catch attention, and they've all now been notified that any more infractions will revoke their permits and hand it over to John and let it go through court if it has to, but we just have to get a better handle. And the revocation has seemingly got their attention. So, yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we've had two major hits here in Clinton, and we've had to call in fire departments, and we've taxed everybody on it. And we are billing these people for our expenses. So we have not got the money yet, but we are in the process of doing that. So that's pretty much all I got on that. Ben, you got anything?
I don't have anything tonight. Thank you.
All righty. That's all I've got.
Okay. Report from the finance report. I don't have anything in that report. So we go to unfinished business. Do you have some motions?
I do. Motion to approve the purchase of 7 Motorola mobile radios and 14 portable radio upgrades for the police department from Motorola ClearTalk Communications, amount not to exceed $43,261.77.
I'd make that motion.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mize?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Okay. Motion to approve the purchase of a new postage machine for this for City Hall from Midwest Mailing and Shipping Systems, Inc. in the amount of $3,821.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? This is not a new model we're replacing, I'll tell you. Okay, call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Okay. Motion to approve a supplemental resolution 2023-12, resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code 2023 MFT summer maintenance in the amount of $9,000.
I'll make the motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. That's the end of the unfinished business. Now we have some new business to place on file.
Yeah, on file. Demolition bids for 216 East Adams Street. Easdale Excavating and Trucking, $346,000. Walker's Home Service, $167,000. Necessary Excavating, $294,000.
Okay, we'll show those placed on file.
And then we're going to put on file 2024 IML Risk Management Association Annual Contribution, $256,188.57.
Okay, put that on file.
Yep.
And there being no closed session, no other business on the agenda, entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made and second. Is there a second?
Need a second.
I'm sorry.
Second? We need a second.
Second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded.
Wise?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
You boys are going to have to quit arguing over there.
Excuse me. Really?
Yeah. I didn't think my good one up.